Dr. Javier just taking a clinic note on Erica Moore. Birthday 8/21/93. Patient seen 331 at Dr. D's in the Woodlands. First name is E-R-I-K-A. Last name is M-O-O-R-E. Patient was seen after seeing me. I'm her regular physician. Her grandmother was coming here for blood work, stating that she was having some problems and wanted to be seen here at this clinic. She has a history of pseudo seizures and anxiety disorder with just morbid obesity, adjustment disorder, vitamin D deficiency, sleep apnea, and with gastroesophageal reflux disease, status esophagitis. Pseudo seizures had been worked up at John Seeley's Hospital, and she's been trying to get into the care of a neurologist under her insurance for the past several months, has not been able to do that. Her life has been complicated by a conflict with her husband, who has a drinking problem, drinks hard liquor daily. She has divorced, finalized in the end of December, without contact, changing phones, but states she talked to him the other day to see how he was doing. Concerned about his welfare. States that her blood pressure has been elevated at home, 135 over 95, with difficulty sleeping for the past several weeks. Also complains of pain to her left lateral heel for the past 2 weeks, told by her father she was overweight. States that she wants to drive, still has a driver's license, but had a seizure the other day after going 41 days without, and is advised not to drive until she has a medical clearance, even though she thinks she can drive after not having seizures for some period of time. Objective exam in the office was unremarkable. Patient no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat with normal limits. Neck supple top masses, lungs, clear ossification, percussion, heart rate, rhythm without murmurs or gallop, abdomen with slight epigastric tenderness. Back, no CE, tenderness, extremities, neurological, and skin, essentially within normal limits. With a final diagnosis as before, pseudo seizure disorder, anxiety disorder, morbid obesity, pain in left heel, hyperlipidemia, vitamin D deficiency, adjustment disorder, sleep apnea, and now with insomnia. Patient's medications were refilled, including Abilify, 5 milligrams bedtime, as she was given in the past. The clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams, she doesn't need a refill on clonazepam because they're taking it on a PRN basis. I'm going to put it back on Protonix, 20 milligrams a day. She's taken in the past for apparent mild gastritis. Is asking for a refill of Effexor, but I don't have records that it's on the chart. She thinks that I gave it to her. She said she threw away the bottle. Patients to check with pharmacy and determine who ordered the Effexor and the proper dose to consider giving that to her after I get information from her and her mother. Patient's mother is an RN who is presently being treated at Baylor University for esophageal cancer with a biliary tube recently placed with bad prognosis. The mother has been very supportive and caring for the patient. While here in the office and being interviewed, the patient became somnolent and then obtunded, had to be laid down, and stated that she was going through one of her seizures, was able to communicate with me somewhat. Her mother was brought into the room from outside and agreed that she was having her typical seizure, but was not allowed to leave the clinic until we documented her welfare. An EKG was performed, which showed questionable acute MI, which patient and mother were informed of. Mother again insisted that she not go next door to the emergency room to be seen there for further evaluation, that she wanted to take her home and would sign an AMA paper stating that she would assume all responsibility for her daughter. A patient became more alert and was able to stand and ambulate. Blood pressure showed elevation from 120 over 80 initially when seen to a higher reading. Increased to 180 over 110 manual cuff. Patient released with care of her mother, AMA, with advice to go to the emergency room if patient has any more episodes, and recommended that she still have emergency room evaluation. I am her regular physician, so patient is mother's at contact pharmacy and find out about medical history and taking the Effexor, and then contact me so I can refill it. Patient's medications, including patient's Protonix was restarted as above, and the Delphi was refilled. She has a prescription on her chart for Costi, which she's been taking. I'm requesting refill in the past for depression. As above, final diagnosis is described. Abnormal EKG with possible acute MI with refusal to allow us to call EMS or to go next door to emergency room and sign the EMA form. Parent pseudo seizure disorder per mother. We'll contact patient by follow up with patient later today by phone after they give me information about Effexor. And again, advise patient to seek additional medical care as needed and to follow up on patient. Normally, I am in the next week or sooner, depending on her status and mother's request. Thank you, Dr. Hoppe.